Mandy Caldwell,
Hello, Katie.
how are you today?
Well, I'm here.
I actually got excited about some, well, a couple things. One is that our friends at True South are in Mekonga. Did you see that?
I did see
They
that.
were
I
at the
did see
New
that.
Way Wieners. They were at Cox's Cafe. They were at Fresh Air Barbecue.
I could deal with some fresh air barbecue right
I
about
know.
now.
I think, but this is like John T's coming home episode, and I have a feeling I'm gonna cry. I don't know about you.
He referenced the fact that he's written a memoir.
I know. I may or may not have commented on that post, and he may or may not have replied because we're
Oh, well, look at you.
besties now.
Just having a chat with your
He's
BFF.
like, oh my gosh, if I don't reply to that girl, she'll stalk me. I better say something real quick.
I'm telling you, that man's just excited to have a fan.
I know, right? I know. Well, I hope, I don't know if he'll still be there. I'm running up there this week to go to the Methodist Home board meeting, and maybe I'll bump into him.
Maybe
I
so.
probably won't, but we'll see. I'm not going to any of the places that he probably will be for the show, but you never know.
Never know.
Never know. Well, I've had a really, what I feel like is a productive week. First of
Good.
all, Honey has had her heartworm treatment and she's doing great. She
Good.
is
So glad
hard to keep a
to
good girl down. So she's,
Yes,
and
it is.
you know, the
Yes,
cats are not helping that endeavor.
it is.
Art likes to sit at the front door and holler, and she doesn't like that. And then, of course, then Diana comes running. And they've started following us on our walks. So,
Oh boy.
I'm like, honey, you can't get this excited, baby. You can't chase them. But we're working through it. Also, the baby birds are chirping in the nest in the front porch. So, it's a crazy time to be here at Shea Parsonage. But she's doing really, really well. They said she did great with the actual treatment. I left her there for a while because I went up to Atlanta. So by the time I got her back, she was just thrilled to see me, but she's feeling great. And she's on prednisone for a little bit longer and a couple more weeks of rest, and that's it.
And then
So,
she'll get to do it again.
no, she's not. They did two of them, and that was all. That's all they're doing.
Really?
Yeah, that's it. I
I'm
thought
sorry.
so too, but no, she's done after 30 days. But then we do
Had she already had her
the
first? Had she already had her first round of heartworm treatment?
Nope. So we're on the Bravecto for 6 months. So every month for 6 months. But that's it.
Well, good.
Yeah, I don't know. So I'm excited. She's excited. She's tested negative. Here she is. Whoa, hello. She heard us talking about her, so she's really just thrilled to be home. And then I take her back today, but just for a short time.
It for you, honey.
Yep. Well,
Girl will be home, and now she's going back. Goodbye.
yep. And now she's going back. But the reason she went so long the first time is that I went to campus, and it was great to be back and see my people and be loved on, and it was just really nice.
Tell
So,
us why you were back on campus, Katie.
I was back on campus for Honors Day and I was given a very kind award. I call it the St. Olaf Award just because, you know, I can't ever call anything by the right name, but it was the Hoyt Hickman Award for the Order of St. Luke. And Hoyt Hickman rewrote the Methodist Book of Worship about 20 years ago. And so they give an award in his honor for worship. And I got that. And they gave me a beautiful new chalice and paten, which I will be using in the worship service this coming Sunday to serve communion off of. Paten is the plate that you put the bread on.
Okay.
And of course, when I got the chalice, I walked by my classmates and said, "Cheers." So, they thought it was hilarious, but I'm glad that wasn't caught on camera.
Congratulations to you.
Thank
That's awesome.
you. Thank you. And then I was, of course, asked to speak, as they do. They trot me out every time they can. I was asked to speak at the scholarship luncheon. So I had to behave, though, because it was all the bigwig donors that give all the scholarship money. And the lady that runs the engagement office or the advancement office or whatever they call it, she was very nervous that I was going to act up. But I did not act up. I behaved, and my speech was very appropriate. So she was thrilled with the results.
Good. Way to go. That's awesome.
Yeah, so it was really good. Thank you. It was a really nice day. We don't often have people. I was introduced by one of my favorite professors, and that was very uncomfortable. I just wanted to crawl under the table. But ultimately, we don't hear nice things spoken about ourselves very often, and so it was just life-giving, and it was very sweet. And he said, "Katie, I have a file of things, of crazy things that you've said over the years on my desktop." And I thought I was going to be able to use them, but then I was told they were all inappropriate.
There you go.
So,
Oh,
oh
well.
well. But anyway, it was funny. But it was a great day. On my way out of town, I did go to. I made the mistake. I didn't know this was a thing. I have, if I had, if I usually go to the grocery store, it's always on an off day, no matter when it is. Like where, what grocery store, no matter what. I don't love going to any store on the busy weekend days. Well, on the way out of town, it was Friday morning, and I was trying to get home, and y'all, I had no idea. I don't know if you know this is a thing, but I got to Trader Joe's. They opened at 9, and there was a gaggle of young women outside the front door. And I was like, I mean, I'm here a little early, but just because I'm trying to get out of town, I don't know what's going on. Y'all, Fridays are wedding flower day. And so all these little brides that wanted to get their cheap flowers at Trader Joe's were waiting outside the Trader Joe's for it to open. And when I tell you it was the Hunger Games, I've never seen anything like it in my life. I walked in and I heard one of the ladies that worked at the Trader Joe's say, "Now, which one shoved somebody?"
Wow.
It was, I'm telling you.
We just Trader Joe's as you go to.
The one in Peachtree Corners.
Yeah.
So I had my buggy and I quickly
Got away
absconded.
from the flowers.
Yes, which are right at the front door. So I couldn't help but notice them. I almost prayed over them. I almost stopped and like did the guilty prayer of, "Dear Jesus, help these people know that kindness is better than flowers." I mean, it was hilariously awful. So, just a PSA, people, don't go to Trader Joe's on Friday
Be
mornings.
there at opening on Friday morning.
Don't do it. Don't do it. And by the
Let's
time I
be
was
there.
done shopping, they were all gone. And
They had
so were the flowers.
gotten all their peonies and all their eucalyptus, and they were out.
There was nary a white rose, nary a peony, nary a hydrangea left.
That's so funny.
All gone. It was hilarious. I've never in my life. I was like, "What in the world kind of Hunger Games crap is this?" But I did get a good haul. I loaded up the buggy with all kinds of good stuff, like all the things that we talk about a lot on here. So I got tons of naan because, so good. And I bebopped on down home.
Well,
So
good.
it was good, but it was really weird. It was like, what the heck is going on? And then it was hilarious.
Listen.
And as of today, friends, as of today, this morning, I'm done. I turned in my last paper today. I'm not going to say all of the stuff I've done in the last few days is my most stellar academic achievements.
Listen, don't let perfection be the enemy of done.
But it's done. I'm done with my Master's of Divinity
Congratulations.
coursework.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I just can't believe it. So, it's all in there, and I hopefully will still graduate. My GPA
That's
is
so
just
funny.
fine.
It's so funny. Like, I'm thinking back to law school, and when we were done with our coursework,
Oh,
it was fine. It was
yeah.
nice. But then we
But you
had
still had the
graduation and
bar.
all that. Then we started studying for the bar like a week later.
Praise Jesus, I don't have to worry about that.
So, yeah, there was no euphoria associated therewith. It was
Yeah.
just dread.
And really, I was almost more relieved after those interviews for Provisional Elder were
Yeah,
over than I
right.
am now. I mean, this is just the senioritis is off my
Right.
shoulders. It's not, that was more stressful than this. But I mean, it's done. I'm done. I can't
Yay.
believe I'm done. So I'm really excited.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So yeah, that's been my week. And it's been good. It's been really
Good.
good. So, I also am, in the process of learning the turn the other cheek belly baby Billy dance from Righteous Gemstones. If you have not seen the clips on TikTok, you go find them. They're out. Just the clips of the, it doesn't really give any too much away about what the season is like, but it's given me life.
Okay. Well, I'm
Baby
planning on
Billy.
watching the season.
Good.
There's just so much baseball,
Right. It is so good. So the one this Sunday is the season fin or the series finale. I'm sorry, the series finale.
I thought
But
about trying to binge
it is
it.
really good. Yeah.
Saying which the baseball games are early today and there's
Oh,
an
good.
Vandy boys game, so I could probably get some in.
Good. Yeah. But Baby Billy does not disappoint this
Listen,
season.
so good.
Oh, yeah.
I had forgotten how dark the beginning of the series was.
Yes.
Remember, there was all that gang, like
Yes.
in the van and the gang violence, all that. Because
Yes.
when we finished White Lotus, when my sister was here, I was like, okay, now you got to see Walt Goggins's baby Billy.
Yes.
And we started watching it, and she was like, and I was like, and I was on drugs, and I was like, yeah, no, I can't do this right now.
Yeah.
You gotta be sober. You can't watch that on drugs. So yeah,
Yeah.
but
You're gonna
I
love it.
think
It's a
eventually. So
great season.
if you're gonna start watching Righteous Gemstones, just understand like it starts out really dark. It doesn't stay that dark. Unless maybe you're Joel Osteen, and then it's dark
Well,
the whole time because he's nailing your ass to a
he
wall.
really is, and it's amazing.
Anyway,
Well, what else is going on with you, Mandy?
nothing,
Good.
absolutely nothing. I don't know, I'm about to get stir crazy.
Gonna be what
I
she's
can't remember
done.
now what I got so worked up about at some point, and my friend Ted was like, yeah, it's time for you to get out of the house. You're ready for a fight. I was like, yes, I am. Yes, I am. But I have not gotten out of the house. I didn't even go to church on Easter Sunday. And then this past Sunday, Susie and I were going to try to go to the beach. She got a sinus infection shortly after I got my sinus infection. It's been going and there. This particular brand of sinus infection doesn't respond to any medication for about 4 days. So you think you're dying before the medicine starts to work. So it's
Wow.
been but anyway, we were going to try to go across the street to the beach because it's like this time of year at the beach is why we live here. Like we think back to these days when we were living in a wet sock for 3 months.
Right.
So I'm a little disappointed that I'm not getting to enjoy, but then I'm also scared to like the pollen's still high and I don't have a ton of trees like immediately around my house other than palm trees, but then there are where, well, it's getting less and less as they
Yeah.
continue to clear cut. Every lot in Walton County.
Wow. Oh, gosh.
Oh, listen, it's awful. All of our beaches are private now, other than the very small public beach access, which, the biggest one is right across the street from my house. And so as they've made everybody go to public beach access and they These stupid condos have armed guards that keep you from crossing the imaginary line onto their private beach, which is wide ass open. What the county thought we needed was a parking lot. Yeah, because we need more people to come
Yep.
sit in that postage size. How about we do something about the private beach bullshit? But nobody asked me, and I'm not running for office. So,
There you go.
anyway, yeah, haven't been outside. Susie said she ended up just laying out in the backyard. It's like, it's pitiful. It's
Yeah.
pitiful. Live at the beach and you're laying out in your backyard like you're loblolly lane. But anyway,
Is there something blooming that's making y'all, or is
who
it,
knows?
yeah, who knows?
Not my doctor.
Well,
Not my doctor, Katie. He doesn't know. Yes, I went
Nailed
for
it.
my third post-op. Went to my third post-op visit yesterday. Went by myself. Did not take any pain meds or Valium before I went. The anxiety was high. The good news is, in my last visit, when I was checking out and scheduling this visit, I asked for the first appointment of the day since I had spent 2 hours in the waiting room for
Yeah.
my previous two post-op visits. And the receptionist said, she said, I don't have that one available. I do have one after lunch. And I said, would that be the bet? And she goes, yes, because he will work through lunch and tends to be caught up. So kudos to that receptionist. I was in the chair and being seen by my friend Casey has named him Donkey Dick. I was being seen by Donkey Dick
Seems pretty
at
accurate.
2:30. Yeah, 2:30. So,
I bet he
but
drives a cyber truck.
you're probably right. He's short. I'm almost a hun I'm about 80% sure he has hair plugs.
Napoleon
Although he's kind
complex.
of young to have hair plugs, and he kind of walks on his tiptoes. He's one of those. But Depot Mandy did not come with me yesterday. I didn't. There were about four things where Depot Mandy wanted to come out, and she just stayed in my pocket. My goal was to not ask a single question. I did ask two, but bless his heart, he's like, "You really don't feel any better?" No, sorry. He's like, "Well, don't be sorry." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm sorry, but whatever." Anyway, he removed a plug of snot from my frontal sinus on the right side, y'all. So we're
How do you
hoping maybe
still
that's a
have
little bit for
snot?
me. Where does it come from? And let me tell you, I got post nasal drip like a mofo right now, and there's no snot in my sinuses because he stuck the camera in my nose to verify. So I don't, where does the snot? I've always wondered that. As a person who has been snotty the majority of her life, this is a question for the ages. I will say I've always wished for a snot vacuum, and now that I have experienced said snot vacuum, I don't know what's worse, the snot or the vacuum. Anyway, that's sorry. This is my whole life. This is all I've done. I did fall in the rabbit hole of trying to start planning this Italy trip, because 2 weeks before you go is a great time to start planning.
Great time.
The good news is all the stuff is planned. My
Oh,
sister's
good.
friend, Candace, is a travel agent, and she's set us up with all the hotels and tours and all that sort of stuff. So, but mainly I'm just looking at restaurants.
Well, that's
So that's been
fun.
fun. That's been fun.
Yeah.
So I did do that. And then of course I've watched a lot of baseball. Braves are doing a lot better. Doing a lot better. So that's good. They've also been playing pretty crappy teams, so they should be doing better. And then Cubbies are fun, y'all. The Cubbies are fun. They've had some crazy games at Wrigley. They come back. They did. Oh well, they lost the series to the Phillies, which come on, boys. They beat the stew out of them on Friday night, but then they lost Saturday and Sunday, which was disappointing. But they had a game last night and nobody in the Cubs struck out.
Who'd they
And
play?
listen, the Pirates, if you were a fan of the Braves when Dansby was with the Braves, you will understand just how astounding it is for Dansby Swanson to make it through an entire game without striking out.
Love it.
Much less everybody else, but just the fact that Dansby didn't strike out. And he's been like, he hadn't had a great start to the season. So he's been in one of his slumps where he's just swinging at everything. Looks awful. But so I was real proud of him. And they're just fun. They're fun. You know how some of those teams just roll and you don't ever think they're out of a game and they can come back at any point. They're just fun. And you'll remember me talking about Pete Crow Armstrong. When he first got called up, he's the center fielder for the Cubs. His mom was the mom in one of the baseball movies. I can't remember. But anyway, he grew up in LA and he is so much fun. He's so much fun to watch. So anyway, if you want to watch some good baseball, watch some Cubs. They're
I
fun.
love it. I love it.
That's sort of all I have. What's going on in my
Well,
life
I
lately?
was gonna, I forgot to put two things on my list. It was because I got it a long time, well, not a long time ago, a long time ago for me. My new calendar came in because I go July to July, and filled it out yesterday. And the joy that I, speaking of sports, the joy that I got from putting the Olympics on my calendar for February was astounding. So they're in, they're obviously it's February, so they're the Winter Games and it's in Milan, Italy. So I need you while you're there to find us some good things to cook for the opening ceremony.
Well, here's what I've learned about Italy. There's no such thing as Italian food.
There's not.
There's Tuscan food. There's food you eat in Florence. There's food you eat in the different regions of Italy. There's no Italian food. And we're not going to Milan, so I have not researched. Don't know what, depends on what area. What region Milan is. I may have some ideas, but
Okay. That really helps us start to frame our
there you go.
Olympic conversations. I love
Figure
that
out
information.
what region Milan is in, and then
And then we'll go from there. But that gave me joy. And I will say, for the first time in my life, I put the Final Four on my calendar because Auburn is now a basketball school.
there you go. You know, the Final Four is one thing. My favorite part of college basketball is that first weekend of the NCAA tournament.
I can add that.
When
I
there's
need.
four games going at once and the Mercers of the world are, could come up and beat the Dukes. That's the fun one. After that, I'm sort of weird.
Also, when I put Auburn football on my calendar, Auburn plays Mercer this year and Vandy.
Party on.
Gonna be a big year for all our
We
teams.
almost beat Auburn the first year we played Auburn.
You're probably gonna do it again this year.
It's not quite the same accomplishment as it used to be.
Again, we're a basketball school.
I keep getting alerts from our travel agent, Candace. She has an app, and so she puts everything in her app, and then she's apparently adding some documents currently.
I love that.
Can we talk about the fact that we're going to Rome and the Pope is dead?
And that starts on the 7th.
Yeah, so we fly
But
in a week later.
here's what the good news is, Mandy. The good news is that Trump has already said he's going to be Pope. So, I mean, you don't have to worry about them picking one or still be picking one while you're there or just have picked one. He's already picked himself. We're good.
Yeah, okay, so I can't decide whether.
I think he was kidding. I hope he was kidding.
But listen, I can't talk about it. So I can't decide whether I want them to have not picked the Pope yet or if I want it to be done and gone because the Sistine Chapel is closed because that's where they hold the conclave.
I think he
But
wanted to be gone.
I think so too.
Yeah. I think you do. So you can go see it. I think it'd be pretty amazing.
So, anyway.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it. I can't wait. This is going to be fun for us to watch from afar. So I can't wait to see how your trip goes. That'll be fun. And can we talk for maybe a minute about Shador?
Yeah.
They have now fined the Atlanta Falcons because their assistant coach's kid prank called him. And here's what I hope the Atlanta Falcons do. I hope the Atlanta Falcons make that kid get on the roof of Mercedes-Benz Stadium and have to hand crank that ceiling open and closed every time they need it done for the next year. That's what I hope.
I thought it was interesting that the Falcons were like, we're not going to discipline anybody. And then the NFL came in and said, well, we're disciplining y'all.
Yeah. I think what you want to about Shador and his dad, and I have lots of thoughts on it, but that was wrong and they should be held accountable. That it
Yep.
reminded me of
And if
when
you're
Howard Stern used to do that kind of crap back in the day, and even he doesn't do it anymore.
My sense of humor, like I've known, like when I was a little kid, I'd be like, quit laughing at me, it's not funny. That's what I said like all the time.
Right.
So like pranks like that, have been, anything that's like mean-spirited like that, I just don't, it's
I
not
don't like it.
fun.
It's not funny, and I don't like it. Now,
And the poor kid,
I know.
like he was going through it.
Yeah. And you can
Whether he
place
deserved it,
blame
you
for
know, whether
that
he's
part.
acted in a way, whether
Right.
he's acted in a way that it engenders that or not,
Doesn't
it's
matter.
still a lot for a kid to be handling.
He's a kid still. His frontal
Yeah.
lobe is not fully formed.
Sure isn't.
So
That's
I
although
just.
I like Jason and Travis were talking about it on their podcast this week, and they were both like, because you know he went to Cleveland, so they were excited he's in Cleveland, and they were like, he's likely to be a dog now because he's gonna have a chip on his shoulder, and if he goes in there and works to prove that he was given the short shrift, then he might be a dog.
And
And
to me,
Jason's take on it was, he said, you know, he said all that anonymous, his interviews with the teams were bad, and that's why he dropped. He said, I don't believe that. He said, there are enough athletes in the National Football League who have character issues, but if they're a good player, the teams don't care. They're going to draft him anyway. He said, so what it means to me is that people don't believe in his potential. He said, so that's what, if he, you know, he can show everybody by working hard and proving that his potential is there and then living up to that potential. He said, but I don't think it was, he said, I think, he said, I've just been around the NFL too long to know. Like, there's plenty of people with criminal histories who go in the first round because they're a good player. So.
And I think that's for me the if, like.
And I think that's for me why I don't love football as much anymore, because that statement is true.
Yeah. Right. I think there's a lot that needs to be done with the NIL stuff and pay to play college. I think it's the pendulum has swung so far that it's just ruining the game. And so like I have anything to do with it. But I think there are some corrections that need to be made, but he got, I think, a lot that he did not deserve as well. So I'm glad that the Falcons
No.
were fined, frankly.
Me too.
So,
Somebody gonna parent your kid if you're not.
yep, absolutely. So it's my week for food, and I have not been cooking a lot. So I thought that I would go and do something a little different, just kind of share, because I did go to Trader Joe's and we've talked about most everything that I bought before, because I like the same things. But I did think I would kind of go through my spice rack because I hadn't really even talked about the Kinder's ones as well. And so I've just listed some of my favorites. Not obviously just the plain, like the regular garlic, onion powder, all that kind of stuff. I mean, like the blends. So here are the things that I love and kind of what I like to do with them for your consideration. For dips, because you can make as much or as little as you need, which I love doing it this way. I like the onion salt and the ranch from Trader Joe's. These first group is all from Trader Joe's. I just mix it with Greek yogurt. You could do it with sour cream and mayo, just like every other dip in the world. But if you do it with just Greek yogurt, then it's get ready to take a shot. It's protein and healthier, and it tastes just the same to me.
I do the Green Goddess seasoning from Trader Joe's, and I'll put it in the ranch, but I'll put them in cottage cheese. How's that for some protein?
Oh, I love that. I do that as well with the everything bagel seasoning. I like everything bagel and a splash of hot sauce and cottage cheese.
Oh, PSA, I did the sweet potato burger hot honey bowls with cottage cheese. Trader Joe's taco seasoning is spicy. It's very spicy. FYI.
FYI, P PSA.
When you've been avoiding spice because your nose is running and you accidentally get some hot honey and some spicy Trader Joe's.
Then your tongue goes numb,
Woo!
maybe.
Maybe that's why I had a plug in my frontal sinus.
Maybe.
Maybe that's where the snot came from.
There we go. There we go. For flavoring meat and veggies, and really the everything bagel literally goes on everything. I love it on avocado. I love it on anything you want to put it on. But I love their everything bagel. And then I bought, which I haven't tried yet, but I thought it would be really good on veggies, especially and mixed in with other things on like a piece of chicken or whatever, is the umami mushroom.
Bought it. I will say I was underwhelmed, so I'll be interested to hear what you decide.
So I'm gonna try it. I had not bought it before, but and that you could almost make that into some kind of dip thing too, I think, but we'll see. Anything Mexican that I make, any casserole, any taco, anything, I put both the elote and the chili lime in there. And they're delicious. And I love them both. And I use them both in everything. Here's the pro tip with the chili lime. It's very much like tahine. You may have told me about this, Mandy. I put some in my margaritas. You can rim your glass with it if you really want to. I just dump it in there and flavor the whole thing top to bottom. It is delicious.
Good.
So those are my favorite things from the Trader Joe's spice rack. Now, I
Here's
have
my other
also,
question about the everything bagel seasoning. Every time you use it, shake it up. Because otherwise, when you get to the bottom, it's like all salt. So shake it up every time you use it.
Pro tip. I love it. The other kind of seasonings that I have grown to love lately are the Kinder's seasoning. And I mentioned the Kinder's when I talked about the taco bowls. I really like their taco seasoning blend. It is a little spicy, but I don't, it sounds like the Trader Joe's is spicier.
I was like, wow, that honey's hot. And then I was like, wait, no,
It's
it's
that.
done.
So I really like it in my Publix, they keep it with a taco seasoning and not with the other like the other Kinders. So I had to dig for it, but I found it there. And then just they're two my go-to. If I'm going to marinate something, I'll do like olive oil and some kind of fun vinegar. And then I love the caramelized onion butter, especially for chicken. And then I've gotten the cowboy butter, which is more for beef, so I'm gonna try that as well.
Are they actual butters?
No, they're seasonings, so
Okay.
they're flavored, so they have like free not freeze dried, what would you call that, butter flavoring.
Dehydrated.
Dehydrated, that's the word I was looking for. Dehydrated butter, and really good. They're just good. I really like them. So if you have not tried those, I highly recommend anything from Kinders. They're really good.
Okay, good to know.
So there we go. There's my spice rack.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. I like it.
Mandy, tell me about your favorites this week.
Okay, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel here, but
Well, you haven't left your house.
haven't left my house.
And snot plugs are not a
Yeah,
favorite.
I did leave Saturday morning. I did have my first post-op client meeting, and when I tell y'all that I was red as a beet, I can't wait for these Italy pictures. My best friend's older brother called me tomato head growing up.
Oh,
I'm gonna be living up to that.
do it.
Anyway, so my favorites are, okay, I ordered a pair of pants to wear in Italy and they're currently $20.
Oh,
I got them from Banana Republic.
me
They
click on that.
are, what are they called? Polonchinos, I think is what they are.
Ooh, those are
And they're
cute.
very, very comfy. Like I said, $20.
Love it.
So, would highly recommend those. They're not like soft pants. They're pretty, like they're sort of structured, even though they're, pull on and have a high waist. But then the rest of it is structured, so it's not gonna get all baggy and gappy on you. Okay, and I also finished a book. It's called This Must Be the Place by Maggie O'Farrell. She also wrote Hamnet, which I have read previously, and I remember liking Don't Ask Me What It's About, because
Okay.
as we have established, it all
Yep.
falls out of my head once I finish, but I remember liking Hamnet.
Okay. Apparently we're back.
Yeah, okay, we had a little technical difficulty there for a minute.
Lord help. We
Anyway,
hope that
so,
everything's still there.
right. Hope this isn't going to be the entirety of the podcast.
Know, right?
But yeah, so This Must Be the Place by Maggie O'Farrell. It follows, it's another one of those that tells it from different characters' point of view and kind of goes in different time periods.
Oh,
Which
okay.
apparently is something I like because I feel like every book I've recommended lately does that. But it's really good. So it's sort of the latest it goes back, I think, was like the 80s and 90s, up to sort of modern day. So it's not like
Okay.
historical or anything, but it was good. And then I thought I've had several people recently between talking about Walton Goggins. And then my very favorite Raylan Givens quote popped up on my time hop last week. And so I was talking about it again. And lots of people I know have not watched Justified.
Watch it.
Justified was on FX back in the day. It's probably on Netflix now. I don't know where it is.
You can still find it.
Just Google it and watch Justified. It's Timothy Oliphant,
Yeah, watch.
which if you're watching that new soap opera on Netflix, Something Canyon. It's got Josh Duhamel in it. Josh Duhamel in that reminds me, he's like the poor man's Raylan Givens. Raylan Givens.
Have you seen the clip where like they switch places in each other's Christmas cards and
Josh Duhamel and
Josh
Timothy
Duhamel's mom
Oliphant.
didn't notice?
Yeah, I can see that. He's talked about it, like I heard him talk about it on Armchair Expert.
Yeah.
But Raylan Givens is like he's right up there with Don Draper in
Yeah.
my all-time TV movie friends. I freaking love the quote that popped up that I felt compelled to share on Facebook when he said it on Justified was, "If you meet an asshole in the morning, you met an asshole. If you run into assholes all day, you're the
You're the
asshole."
asshole.
I love Raylan Givens.
No
And
truer
listen, it takes
words.
an asshole to know an asshole, and Raylan Givens can be an asshole.
And there's another, after you're done with that, then you go watch. Is it Unjustified or?
Yeah, the movie.
Yeah. Well, no, it's a mini series. It's not a full
Yeah,
season.
that's right. It wasn't a movie yet. It was like a.
Yeah, but I hope they'll do a second one because our buddy Walton is in it, and I want to see what happens to Walton.
It's just like those characters, unlike the books I read where everything falls right out of my head, those characters have just stayed with me, like all
Like
of
your
them. It's just,
snot.
yes. The second season of Justified might be one of my favorite seasons of television ever. It's so
It's
yeah, it's got
good.
Margot Martindale,
So good.
and I love it's just it's so good. So anyway, if you have not watched Justified, you should do so.
Yes, you should.
And those are my favorites. That's all I've got.
I love it. I love it. Well, I can't wait. I don't know what we'll be able to do podcast-wise while you're in Italy. Probably not,
I'll
which
be
is
here next
fine.
week.
Yeah. But we can't wait to hear what all you have planned and then how things go when you get back. So that's exciting.